So I've been a regional cafeteria manager going on 2 years now, and I feel honored to be here because I never thought that it could be me. Because I grew up in Lexington Terrace Projects, and we was always taught that you get old enough, you have a baby, you get your own check and food stamps in your name, you sign up for public housing, and you have arrived. So that's what I did. I got old enough to have a baby, went to social service, got the check and food stamps out my mother's name, got in my own name, applied for public housing. I'm almost there, almost arrived. So by the time I had my second child, I came up on the public housing list, got my own check, got my own food stamps, got my own public housing in my name. Life is good. I ain't gotta do nothing else. So my mother-in-law at the time, she was a Baltimore City crossing guard, and the application came up. She's like, "Won't you fill it out?" I'm like, "Wow, for what? I mean, I've arrived." So I filled it out, and my aunt-in-law at the time, she was a cafeteria manager. Application came up, "Won't you apply?" "For what?" "I'm here." So it took about a year for them to call me for crossing guard, and I was getting paid 20 hours a week, and maybe like 6 months after that, they called me for a cafeteria. I was getting paid 20 hours a week for them. And it was an opposite week, so I was getting paid every other week, every week on different jobs. And I could still get partial check and all my food stamps. So, way I really have arrived, so I'm here now. And I did that for about 10 years. 10 years, crossing the kids, feeding the kids, crossing the kids, feeding the kids. And my manager at the time, she was retiring out. And she was like, "Won't you come and be a manager?" I was like, "Not me. I can't do that. I don't have the ability to do that. All I do is cross them and feed them. I can't manage employees. I can't do the computer. I can't do it." So she was like, "Yes, you can." So she trained me. And once she left and I found myself doing it, and I was like, "Wow, I can do this. Like, it's more to life than checking food stamps." So I was like, "Wow." So, all right. So once I had the two crossing guard and cafeteria, I was still getting a partial check and all my food stamps, but I didn't want to be a cafeteria manager because I would lose my crossing guard check and a food stamp. So I'm like, "I'm gonna live if this is life." But I never missed a beat. I never missed a bill, and I was able to manage the operation. So my regional manager at the time came in, and she was like, "What you doing in here? You ain't doing nothing." I was offended. Like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "You outgrew this. You this too small for you. You better than this." I'm like, "Miss, leave me alone. I'm comfortable." She said, "Well, talk to your principal and see if he will allow you to move up and go to Douglas." I did not want to do that. But I talked to him, and I told him the situation. He said, "Well, will it make you better? Will you grow? Will you make more money?" I'm like, "Well, yeah." "Well, I don't want to hold you back." Oh, I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, Lord have mercy." So I went to Douglas, scared to death, still thinking I'm not capable, I can't handle it, and I conquered it. I was like, "Wow, I can do this. It's good. Life is good. I can do it." So at this time, I'm getting a little more confident. Like, okay, so check growing and kids growing and everything's growing. So then I asked my regional at the time. I said, "Is there anything else I could do to possibly be better and get more money?" She was like, "Well, you could be a manager three and go to KIPP." I was like, "KIPP? Like, that's like 1,500 kids and 12 employees. I'm definitely not ready for that. I can't." She was like, "You can do it, do it, do it, do it." So I went to KIPP, and God knows I conquered KIPP. I was like, "Wow, it is more than me. I can do this. I can do this." So she pushed it, pushed. Now at this point, I'm really comfortable. I can't get no further. This is it. I'm at KIPP. Life is good. So she was like, "Well, you want to be a regional?" "No, I definitely can't handle that. Please, now really leave me alone. I'm okay. I'm really fine. You're going to fill out the application." Filled out the application. And the lady called me, and when she told me how much it was making, I said, "Oh my God, I never knew I could just do all of this and manage and operate and just make this much money because I'm supposed to just stay in the projects and collect the check and collect food stamps and have all these babies. You're not supposed to just build a career and self-esteem and life for yourself." So I was like, "Oh my goodness, whoa." So I was so scared. I was so scared, but I did not realize that each step I was going through, I was being prepared for where I was going. So I was just so grateful and happy. So my youngest son is here with me tonight, and I just want to say that you shall be great. You are going to be great, and it doesn't matter where you start and how you start. You're going to be awesome, and I love you so much, and thank y'all so much.